The Warriors welcoming Kevin Durant to the Bay Area, the all-star forward introduced at team headquarters during a press conference viewed around the world. General manager Bob Myers and head coach Steve Kerr on hand to welcome Durant. And we joined in as well with an interview as he left the airport on the way to Warriors headquarters. I'm Lawrence Scott with this Warriors sound coverage of the arrival of Kevin Durant. And we begin with our conversation with KD en route to the press conference.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And we're so thrilled to see you.
Appreciate it.
When you think of all the experiences you've had with Warriors players at All-Star Games or with USA Basketball, from what you know about the guys, why is it such a great vibe? Why is it such a great fit?
I just felt like those guys, just from knowing, played with Steph and Andre at World Championships and being an All-Star Game with the whole Warriors staff and Draymond and Clay, I just felt like they just meshed so well together, and it just seemed effortless. You know, it was kind of organic, and I felt that when I met those guys and started talking to them a little bit more the last few days. So it just seems like a perfect fit personality-wise, man. I was excited. I got an opportunity to get to know them on a different level.
You know, Coach Kerr instills this environment where the players know that it's about playing with joy and having fun. Yeah. How much are you looking forward to that?
I always have fun playing the game, but it just looks like everything is moving so perfectly out there for them. I know the game of basketball is not a perfect game, but they play the game the right way. They move the ball. They play off of each other. They complement each other. So it's just since day one, since Coach Kerr got there, it just felt like they've been together for a long, long time. So you could tell that as a basketball player, I could tell that they enjoy playing with each other.
In the Bay Area, as a place to be, what excites you the most about being in the Bay?
That is just new. I never spent that much time here. Never lived, anywhere close to here. Well, I spent time in LA before, but never lived here full time. So just excited about a new challenge, man. And, coming from Maryland to moving to Oklahoma City, to moving here is a big change. And across the country, but I'm excited about something new.
Welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Soon after, KD was on stage at the introductory press conference with Warriors broadcaster Bob Fitzgerald emceeing the event. Let's listen in.
Let's start with you, Bob. Pursuing an elite player and adding to a roster that has gone 73-9, won a championship. Tell us about wanting Kevin Durant, how he fits, and having him select the Warriors?
I still can't believe I'm sitting next to him, to be honest. My job, Joe and I talk all year long, but basically we just try to, myself with the rest of the front office, we just try to get better every day we wake up. And you never expect to get this much better. Kevin Durant, we love people that love to play basketball. We love people that are high character people. And you can't find a better embodiment of that than the guy sitting next to me. So we all can dream. Most of the time the dreams don't come true, but I've admired Kevin and as a basketball fan, just as somebody that loves basketball, watching him play. So I honestly, Bob, to be totally honest, until he called me and told me he was coming, I didn't think he was coming. but we did the best we could. We tried and we met, and we're hopeful that he would recognize us as a team that would be a team he could succeed with and enjoy going to work every day with and just love being a part of this organization. And so we're thrilled. I'm thrilled. What I'm most excited about is when you don't play for us, you don't get to see guys play as much. But I get to see our team play all the time. So I'm just excited to watch you play. I'm so honored that you're here. And I'm so honored you chose us to play for. It's a wonderful feeling. So thank you.
Steve, the style that you've encouraged in terms of unselfishness and good shots becoming great shots, being the leading scoring team, being an elite defensive team, basketball-wise, how does Kevin Durant fit in with the Warriors and that incredibly talented core that was already here?
Well, I haven't made the decision yet, but he might start.
Hey, He already signed the contract, so whatever you want to do.
I think it's safe to say Kevin would fit into any style. But I think with our players, the guys that we have already, and Kevin could probably talk more about this, I think that was attractive to him to be able to play with Draymond and Steph and Clay because of the way those guys play. You know, we have guys who are not just shooters, not just ball handlers. We kind of have a bunch of basketball players, and that's what's made our team really good the last couple of years. So to add another guy who is so talented and not just a shooter or not just a defender, he's a basketball player. And we think the style fits him perfectly. We think he suits us perfectly. And the combination of all these guys playing together should be a lot of fun to watch.
KD, you wrote that the last 2 weeks have been some of the most challenging of your life and that this decision reflected your basketball career but also your growth as a man. Tell people about these 2 weeks and just anything that jumped out at you and how that whole process went.
It's been hectic, you know. It's a lot of attention that comes with being in this position, and I knew that. And, you know, when I met these guys, I felt as comfortable as I ever felt. And it was organic. It was authentic. It was real. And there's feelings I couldn't ignore. So, you know, I made a decision to come in and play for these guys, and I feel great, and I feel excited about this opportunity.
When you look at your relationships in international play, even with Steph Curry and Andre Iguodala, you're playing against a Draymond Green, a Klay Thompson. They wanted you and welcomed you. How much of the personality fit was important as well as the basketball fit for you?
I was shocked that those four guys came in to meet me a couple of days ago. Team, you know, won 73 games and the championship before. You know, I didn't think that they would be interested in a player like me because they had so much success. But to see them together, they all walked in and looked like they were holding hands. You know, it was a family. And I can tell they enjoy being around each other. And that was, like I said, that was something I couldn't ignore. It was just a great vibe throughout the whole day. So I'm glad I'm here, man. Like I said, I'm excited, and I'm just ready to play ball.
Steve, you're having a little fun with Kevin. You know, his career high is 54 against the Warriors. And he had 30-plus in the first half in a game at Oracle before he twinged his ankle a little bit. You said your defense got much better after Kevin wasn't on the floor. Having to stop him and now having to use him now, I would think that's a nice turn of events.
Yeah, and then, you know, the other factor is, you know, everybody talks offense all the time. We had a pretty tough time in the playoffs with Kevin's length and versatility defensively. And, of course, that's kind of been our calling card as a defense the last couple of years, the versatility, the ability to switch, and Kevin fits perfectly into that style. So it really does feel like it should be seamless, and that probably won't be the case. There's always some bumps, but it does feel like it's a perfect fit at both ends, and that we should hit the ground running, and that's the hope.
Bob, as you put a roster together, you always talk talent evaluation, but the people, and you mentioned that Kevin as a person, his reputation in the league, and just how he's viewed among basketball, did that click right away in pursuing him and seeing that he would fit in the Warrior organization as a person and with the Bay Area and with the team?
I got lucky when Kevin and his agent, Rich Kleiman, called me and said they were coming. I said, can I come out there right now? And so I got to spend the last couple of days with him, and I got to know his father, brother, got to know Rich Kleiman really well, and I got to know Kevin a little bit. I didn't know him. I knew who I thought he was, and the best thing I can say is he's actually better. And it's rare to meet someone of Kevin's stature and to have them exceed your expectations, because I think the whole league and fans of basketball know who you are and know what you're about. But to get up close, most of the time you're disappointed, to be frank. But I was, like I said, he's better than I thought. And like I said, I mean, we try when we put a team together to have people that are high quality, care about each other, unselfish, and most importantly, just love going to work every day and playing basketball. And all Kevin wants to talk about is basketball. And that's fantastic, because being around people that are passionate about what they do, it's enjoyable. Being around somebody that wants to talk about how he can fit into our team. The only problem we had was I told him Steve wasn't going to play him 39 minutes, and he wants to play more, but they can figure that out. So it's been tremendous, and everybody in the NBA would be lucky to have a guy like this on their team.
Kev, you talked about your growth as a basketball player. Third highest scoring average in NBA history. The other two guys have first name, Wilt, Michael, you. 8 rebounds a game. You actually led the Thunder a year ago in rebounding. And then Steve mentioned the defense in the playoffs, where your length, your shot blocking at the rim was really incredible. What do you want for the next stage, basketball-wise, of you as a player? We know you can score like breathing, but what else do you really are looking for in this next stage?
I really don't know. I just want to go out there and just whatever I need to work on, I'm sure it's going to reveal itself. But I want to just continue to just keep getting better, man. I want to learn from these guys. I want to, you know, come in and lead as best as I can and just be myself. I don't know what's going to get better throughout the year. It's just going to happen. You know, that's how I approach the game. I play off instinct and, real spontaneous when I'm out there. So, you know, whatever it is, man, I'm just trying to grow and get better and enjoy playing a game.
We're going to have people with microphones throughout the crowd. If you have a question, raise your hand, identify yourself and then your affiliation, and fire away to any of the three gentlemen up here on the stage. Steve, the way the Warriors play, said Kevin's a perfect fit there, do you see a way a team can deal with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, in that unselfishness, in that movement? I mean, offensively, this should be one of the most exciting offensive teams that the league has seen.
Well, that's the idea. That was the idea behind bringing him here. We knew, what kind of team we already had. We knew we could get better. And, you know, we lost in the finals. You know, we want to get better. Bob said it, we want to get better every year, but we lost in the finals this year. We want to do better. So, you can't do any better than adding KD to the current crew. And our staff is excited. You know, we're already talking about different ways we can put the pieces together, and it's going to be a lot of fun once we get rolling.
Rusty Simmons with the San Francisco Chronicle. Kevin, our minds are already going crazy with the possibilities with the Warriors, but I know you were deeply rooted in Oklahoma City too. How difficult a decision was this for you?
It was difficult, you know, being in the place for so long and the relationships that I built, it was hard. You know, I went back and forth for 2 or 3 days and, it was tough. You know, like I said, I've been there for so long, but this new journey I'm excited for, I'm looking forward to. Those 9 years you can't erase, you know, that love doesn't fade, those memories don't erase. So that's always going to be a part of who I am. But this next step in my life, I want to conquer it and you know, get better every single day.
Sam?
Sam A. McUSA Today. Kevin, you talk about the last 2 weeks being intense. There's a lot of layers to a decision like this, but when you get near the end and you got clarity, you know, what thoughts and emotions drove you to the decision the most?
I just felt like this group of guys, when they came in to see me, everything was real. You know, you hear on the outside looking in, you hear nothing but great things about this organization, and you never know how it is until you get face to face with these guys. So to see Steph, Clay, Draymond, Andre walk in the house I was at, I could tell that they were about business. And like I said, they were a huge family walking in. You know, everybody was excited, and the conversation was just effortless. So it was a great fit, and I felt like this was the best fit for me.
Monty
Poole, CSN Bay Area. Kevin, in your letter that you wrote describing your decision to come to the Warriors, you mentioned some things about your growth as an individual, as a man, and so forth. Could you elaborate on just what you mean in terms of what this area might be able to help you with in that area?
I was more speaking on making a decision that I want to make. You know, in this life, you tend to base things on the outside crowd and opinions of everybody else. So I tried not to worry about that and sit down and focus on what I wanted as a player and as a person, and I figured this was the best place for me.
John Dickinson from 95.7 The Game. Kevin, this is obviously a big moment in your career.
and in your life, but what is your message to those that will vilify you for the decision that you made to come here?
I can't control that. All I can control is how I come to work every single day and what I do to help this team win. And I knew that was a part of this whole deal. That's just the life we live. But I'm every single day, all I can control is how I work. And I can't really worry about the outside noise.
Kevin, Janie McCauley from the Associated Press. What was your conversation like with Jerry West? A lot's been made out of that, but maybe what were some of the things you asked him and some of the things he shed light on for you?
We just talked about the Warriors and how I'd be a great fit and how I would love the guys and the whole organization. Nothing more than that. I know it's Jerry West, and I know he's the logo, and you're expecting a sexier conversation, but it was more so about, you know, the team and how I could fit in and how great coaches the coaching staff were. And, yeah, so that's just about it.
Go ahead, Mark.
Mark Spears, ESPN's The Undefeated. Kevin, I remember before or after your last game here, you said that these three guys up front were going to be the guys you made a decision with. Did you really delve in with your father and your two guys here, and or did you come up on a final decision yourself? And when did you make that decision, and what was that call like to OKC?
We sat down and went through the pros and cons of every team, every situation. And we looked at it all, but they were there to support me, to be there for me. And, you know, I trusted them. And I think the night before 4th of July, you know, we were talking and I was just torn. And I told them I wanted to sleep on it. And when I woke up about 7 o'clock in the morning, and I walked in their rooms. They were all asleep, and I woke them up, and I just said, I want to go to the Warriors. And we all gave each other hugs, and you know, we moved on from there. We knew all this, you know, a lot of tension was going to come with it, but we just stuck to what I wanted to do, and you know, we moved on. And that call to Oklahoma City was the hardest thing I ever had to do in my life, and you know, tears were shed. You know, but this is, like I said, it's a new journey for me. Testing the unknown, and I trusted my gut, I trusted my instincts, and it's an unpopular decision, but you know, I can live with it.
It's not unpopular here.
Yes, you guys, it's not. To the rest of it.
Karen Krause from the New York Times. Kevin, you said you're not going to listen to the outside noise. You alluded to the unpopular decision. What is your response to those who are saying that you're trying to take a shortcut to a championship?
Nothing in this league is easy. There's no shortcuts. We still got 82 games to play. It's an adjustment period. I think this was the hardest road. You know, because I don't know anybody here. I never lived in this community, never played, you know, for this team, and I took a leap. You know, Steph was one guy that said, you know, text me a couple days before and was like, you know, just trust what we're saying. And you know, it took me a couple hours to really think about that. And you know, it's hard for me to just trust somebody I just met and just talked to and making this huge change. But like I said, I went with my gut and my instincts, and I trusted this situation. And it's not the easy situation because I'm out of my comfort zone. So, like I said, I'm looking forward to learning and getting better every single day. And I know it's going to be ups and downs throughout a season. I know we're expected to be perfect every single day, but I know that's not realistic. And you know, so I'm super excited, man. I'm pumped to get started.
Grant Cohn, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. Kevin, a lot of people have expressed resentment about you joining the Warriors as if you've done something morally wrong. Do you feel guilty?
No. I mean, you know, we live in this superhero comic book world where, you know, we're, you know, either you're a villain or you're a superhero if you're up at this position, and I know that. And I know I haven't changed as a person. I don't treat people any differently because I made a decision to play basketball in another city. And I understand the fans in Oklahoma City and everybody, basketball fans around the world, are, I guess, upset. But like I said, I made a decision based upon what I wanted to do and how I felt. and you know, it's the best decision for me. So I can't control. I can't really control how you feel. I'm sorry you feel that way, but I'm gonna continue to live my life, man. Life goes on, and you know, I got a short amount of time left to play basketball. I just want to enjoy every single day of it.
Kevin, Tim Kawakami, San Jose Mercury News. We first started hearing about, maybe writing about, this possibility 2 years ago, maybe even longer than that. When did this possibility, you coming to the Warriors, first kind of enter your mind seriously? Was it that long ago, maybe? Was it a progression in your mind to kind of convince yourself that this was the right place over a long period of time?
I think at 7 o'clock on July 4th, I knew this was a possibility. And, I've been Oklahoma City for 8 years, been with the organization for 9 years, and it was the toughest day of my life. But you know, I figured that it was a time for me to, you know, try something new and try a new challenge, and it's, you know, no better place to do it than here.
Ethan Strauss, ESPN. I wonder, how big a factor were the relationships you had with players on this team before you made this decision? Like, does it happen without Draymond? Does it happen without some of the other guys on the team?
I wanted to see those guys face to face, so the meeting that they had was very important. You know, I wanted to look Steph in his eyes and ask him how he felt about a guy like me joining this team, and the rest of the guys, and Clay. And you know, Clay, I didn't expect him to be here. I didn't think he.
We didn't know. Either.
Yeah,
never know.
He texted me. I didn't know he had a phone. So
you figured him out pretty quick.
Yeah. So he exceeded my expectations as a person. But those guys, like I said, they came in. You know, it felt like they were hand in hand, and they just wanted to let me know how much I would, you know, fit in with their group personality wise. And they're different guys, but they all come together and make it work. So yeah, like I said, it was natural. It was authentic. It was real, and you know, I just felt like I needed to be a part of it.
Jordan Ramirez with Warriors World. Kevin, how important specifically was your relationship with Andre Iguodala? It was reported that he got very emotional in that meeting, and also Ron Adamson, sitting to my right here. How important was your relationship with him? Because you've spoken very highly of him in the past.
Ron Adams was the only reason why I came.
Yes. Finally, the truth.
Yeah, simple as that. But Andre was huge, you know. He spilled it out. He just, you know, he said that, you know, it would be the most fun you'll have in your life, you know. And the guys all love to play basketball. They love each other. They love the environment. And he was just real, man. And I believed him. You know, he was genuine. And Ronnie, just, you know, playing under him for a couple of years in OKC, just taught me so much about the game of basketball. I'm excited to get back on the floor with him as well.
Bob, when does Ron Adams' extension kick in?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in 15 minutes.
Kevin, Ann Killian with the San Francisco Chronicle. You talked about your existing relationships with members of the Warriors. 3/5 of the starting lineup, assuming Steve starts you, will be on the Olympic team. And I'm wondering how much that experience will go toward bonding, getting the chemistry going, kind of jump starting next season.
Oh, it definitely helps. It helps, you know, just being around Clay and Draymond for a month. You know, I know what that experience is like, and I know how close it brought me and a few guys in 2012. So to have, you know, two teammates part of this experience with me, you know, it's going to be amazing. So just getting to know them outside of basketball. I know all about them on the basketball court, but as people, I'm looking forward to getting to know them even more.
Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah. Scott Osler, San Francisco Chronicle. Kevin, you're coming to a team with a different style, kind of a unique style of play. How's that adjustment going to work? How long is it going to take, and how hard is it going to be to make that adjustment?
However long it takes. You know, you don't want to put a time limit on it. But I'm a veteran player in this league, and I feel like I know the game pretty well. I still got a lot to learn. But, you know, I'm just going to listen as much as I can and try to get things as quickly as possible. And just be me, man. They told me, you know, just to be myself, man. I don't want to go out there and try to be extra vocal or be too quiet or, you know, not shoot the shots that I normally shoot. And, you know, I just want to be myself and enjoy this process. And I know it's going to take some time because it's all fresh and new, but, you know, it's going to be all worth it.
Go ahead, Mark.
Kevin, have you had a chance to talk to Russell Westbrook yet? And also, what could you say about where that relationship truly was at the end of your tenure there?
Yeah, I talked to him. Obviously, it's tough. You know, we were teammates for so long and had a lot of great memories. And, you know, I'm sure he wasn't happy about the decision, but he respected it as my friend. And the relationship was great. You know, we had great years, man. It's something that you'll never take away from us. But like I said, I wanted a new chapter in my life. I felt like it was time for it. And I made his decision. And like I couldn't consider totally everybody's feelings at this point, because it'd be hard to. So I just tried to, you know, focus on me, but also realize the relationships that I had, I still wanted those to be, I'm sure they won't be the same, but I still wanted to go out there and leave with some class and some dignity, and, you know, but hopefully I did. Hopefully he understands, and I'm sure we'll talk again.
Marcus.
Marcus Thompson, Barry News Group. Kevin, this is Steph Curry's country. What makes you comfortable coming to play with him, and what did he say to you to make you feel like he was welcoming to you?
He doesn't care about that stuff from what I've, you know, what it feels like. You know, he just wants us to play. He wants to win. He's a point guard. It's not like I play the same position as him. We have to figure out, you know, how we're going to play together. I think it would be, you know, he's play his game. He wants to pass. He wants to, you know, but I think we complement each other because we both can play off the basketball. We both can shoot. We both can make plays. So, you know, it is what it is. I know he was excited. He was just texted me right before I walked up here. So, you know, he's looking forward to it as well.
Last question, and then we're going to have a photo opportunity, and then we'll break into smaller groups so you can address questions individually. Go ahead.
Felicia Purcell, sportsinthebay.net. Welcome to the Bay Area.
Thank you.
You had mentioned not having any connections here, not knowing anyone. Is there anything on your checklist that you're looking forward to doing as a new California resident? And that extends also to your mom.
That's been, what, 3 days since I've been a part of this team? So, no, we'll see. You know, I got a busy summer ahead with the Olympic team, so I'm sure when that's over, I'll figure all that stuff out. But I'm just excited to be a part of this organization and play with these great players and, you know, and play in front of these unbelievable fans and, you know, try to do the best I can as a player to help win games.
Steve, you have a final thought?
I just wanted to say one more thing. Just as we've talked about how much Kevin is going to miss Oklahoma City and the people and the relationships that he built there, I know I speak on behalf of Bob and Joe and our entire organization when I say, you know, how much we're going to miss the players who are moving on now as a result of the shift in the roster. So I want to say thank you to Andrew Bogut, to Harrison Barnes. Leandro Barbosa, Brandon Rush, and Festus Ezeli. You know, that's a lot of really good people who are moving on, who helped us win a championship and helped create what is here and what is represented by a lot of these photos on the walls here. But this is the NBA, and, you know, players move on, players play for different teams. Teams try to get better. It's all kind of part of the business, as we know. But it's always important to just remember the relationships that have been built and the fact that those don't change once people change uniforms.
July 7th, 2016, at Warriors headquarters, Kevin Durant welcomed to Dub Nation with this Warriors sound coverage in Oakland. I'm Lawrence Scott.